Go to Galilee, and there you will see him. You know, one of the great gifts that we have as priests is we get to journey with people on their life. It's a great honor. We get them at the most vulnerable and fragile moments and some of the most wondrous celebrations. Our baptism, and there's a great family celebration. First communion, there's a great celebration. Even first reconciliation, we have great celebration. Confirmation, what we're going to celebrate here tonight with these elect and canons. But also, we get to journey with people and their wedding day and their journey up to it. And we also get to be with people when they're hurting and broken through the sacrament of reconciliation, and in particular, the sacrament of anointing of the sick. All profound moments, all wonderful moments. But I have to be honest with you, the moments that stick out that I've learned the most about my own humanity and about everyone else's humanity is the journey with the sick and dying. It is profound. It has changed me as a human being and humbled me to see how people handle the toughest parts of their life. I've learned so much from them in those journeys. In these years of 24 years of priesthood, I've probably heard thousands of reconciliation. I anointed over 1,000 people, and probably about 100 or more of those have been dying. And I've been there for dozens of people's last breath. And I've learned more than a few things from them. But the one thing that I have learned, I have not a shadow of doubt in any sinew of my body, is that eternity and eternal life is real. The resurrection is for real. I have not even a sinew of my body disagrees with it. And part of it is because I've been there for so many people's last breath. But I've also been there as they journeyed in life. And the clarity with which the pain and suffering brings is outstanding. There is a clarity in those last moments of life that, yes, there are some regrets. Yeah, there's forgiveness needed and forgiveness given. But what there is super clarity. Clarity in the gift of life, and now the gift of eternal life. And for those who have ever been honored to be with somebody when they're dying, it sounds so morbid, but it's a beautiful thing. It's absolutely a beautiful thing. I want to share with you two particular illustrations. I could give you hundreds, but then we would be here for 6 hours, and I don't want to do that. But I just give you these two. And one recent one that has changed me. There was a parishioner who called and asked me to come and anoint his wife because she was dying and she wanted to see me. And she wanted, it was right in the middle of Sunday morning. I'm going like, I got mass. Like, okay, I'll be there as soon as I can. And so I did. And I went right after 11:15 mass. I went over and the husband pulled me aside and says, can I talk to you first before we go in? I said, absolutely. He said, she's dying of cancer. She's been on a long journey. She were now at the very end. I don't know how long it is, but she wanted to see you before she died. Now you have to understand, we haven't been in the church for a long, long time. But in these years of COVID, we have never missed a Sunday morning live stream. We have watched you, and she has fallen in love with the Lord that she had forgotten. And she wants to see you. Will you anoint her? I said, well, of course I'll anoint her. But he says, well, there's one problem, Father, before you. She's not Catholic. Well, I said, I can understand. Does she want to be? Oh, yeah. Well, let's have her be Catholic, and then I'll anoint her. So I went in. I said to her, I said, would you like to be Catholic today? Her eyes lit up. She says, oh, can I? I said, yes, you can. And I confirmed her in the faith. And then I anointed her. And later that day, she received communion. I will tell you, the bright beam of brightness in that woman's faith, she lit up like I had given her a $1 million lottery ticket. She was as bright. You would never know. She was dying in the last moments of her life. Powerful moment. The humility. And then she leaned into me. She says, Father, thank you so much for this gift. I have loved the Lord, and I love you for bringing me back to the Lord. That is the gift of eternal life. She says, I now see him. I am ready to go to him. I am at peace. You have given me peace. Powerful. The second illustration I'll give you is one of which you've heard me talk about some time, but not this component of it, I don't think. My brother died, as many of you know, two plus years ago. And he died of pancreatic cancer. It's an awful disease, very painful, especially if you take a lot of that chemo, it just extends the pain and suffering. And he said, he asked me many questions along the journey. He said, I don't want to do this alone. He said, well, you won't do it alone. I'll be with you the whole way. He says, how will I know when the time comes? I said, oh, you'll know. The Lord will become. He says, all you have to do is be ready and surrender. He said, well, I'm ready. I'm ready now. This thing is awful. I just want to go home. So fast forward to the day, the night before he died. He knew he wanted to die at home, but it was not practical at that point. Things had got very complicated, and so he's in the hospital. And so that was in the middle of COVID, so all his family were dismissed, and I was there alone with him. He said, will you stay with me? I don't want to do this alone. So we held hands for about 7 or 8 hours. Every now and then he'd wake up and he'd look over and he'd squeeze my hand. He'd look down. He says, I'm ready. I said, I know, you're ready. And he'd wake up. And eventually he woke up about 1 o'clock in the morning. He says, he squeezed my hand one more time. He says, you know, I am ready. And you know what? And he had this big, bright smile came on his face. And he says, it's okay. Go home. And if I die before you come back in the morning, I'll see you on the other side. He says, I'm ready in the Lord. I think he's coming. I said, are you sure? I can't stay with you. He says, no, it'll be in the morning. But don't worry. I'm good. I'm good to go. And so the next morning, he did die the next morning, and we were with him as he died. He and his wife and his three kids, we were all there together, and he was ready. Now, I will tell you, those are just two of many instances I could give you where I can completely and understand that the Lord takes us to eternity and that the eternal life is for real. That's what we're celebrating tonight. That's the gift that we celebrate tonight, that we have eternal life. And what we get tonight is to live it now. You don't have to wait to the last day. You don't have to have any regrets. You don't have to have any. Now we surrender. What are we surrendering to? We're surrendering to the love of God. And we want to live that joy now. What was important on every one of those people's lives was gratitude and the gift of love in their lives. That's what we celebrate, my friends, tonight. And tonight we're going to welcome in all these people to the church, but we're going to renew our own vows. We're renew our vows to what? To continue to love the Lord our God and to be a witness to that love in the world.
that love in the world. That's our job. That's our role, is to witness that love in the world so that others will come to know and experience the joy of eternal life. That's our role. Now, today's gospel gives us a hint of what the disciples found it hard to do. But what did he say to them? He says, go to Galilee. Now, what you need to understand what go to Galilee means. Go back to Galilee wasn't just a physical location. It was that, but it was much more. It was where they first met Jesus, where they first fell in love with Jesus, and where they first came to follow Jesus. See, what Jesus says is go back to that moment. Go back to the moment where you first believed. Go back to where you first fell in love with someone. Go back to where you first followed Christ. And here's what Jesus promised. He promises, I'll go with you. I'll meet you along the way. You don't have to worry about doing it on your own. I'm going to be with you. And he meets them along the way as they go back to Galilee. So what we're all doing tonight is we're renewing our faith in Jesus. We're all going back to our Galilee so that we can live life fully, knowing that eternity is for real. My friends, it is for real. The resurrection is real. And we have no fear of death. So tonight we celebrate with great joy our own Galilee as we first get their first Galilee tonight. And we celebrate. The Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ is risen from the dead.